pretty fast. I guess we'll start. Okay, everybody got their minutes. Okay. I want to welcome you to the August meeting of our Design Review Board. And we appreciate your interest in this and participation in this process. I'll let our commissioners complete their review of the minutes, and in a minute we will have a motion to approve, hopefully, the minutes.
Motion.
All right.
Second.
And a second. We have a motion second to approve the minutes for the work session and the regular meeting in July. Raise your right hand, please. Okay. The minutes are approved. Did you not? You're not?
I wouldn't have one. I wasn't here, so yeah. I'm abstaining.
All right. We have one abstention.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started, I would like to move that we move application number B2, with the number being 15-005, to the front of the agenda.
Okay.
Before old business.
All right, and I believe is that applicant? She is here. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that would work. And we have a motion second, just to rearrange our agenda slightly. Thank you.
Is that all right with you, Ms. Salatino?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Okay. All right. Okay, good. We got a motion second. Everybody understand what we're doing. All right. All in favor of rearranging the agenda as was suggested, raise your right hand. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think now we could go with that application.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is application number 15-005. In the Historic Overlay District, the applicant's Gina Salatino. The location of the house is 471 Powder House Road. The applicant's requesting approval to replace 13 wood windows on the house located at 471 Powder House with new vinyl windows. Many of the windows and screens were broken during the ice storm and are not usable at this point. I believe there's some wood up where windows were, and just something's got to be taken care of and done with this house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would the applicant come forward, please, and if you would just state your name and your address, if you do that at this overhead projector, it will record your information.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Gina Salatino. I live at 1104 South Boundary, but the house in question is at 471 Powder House.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything that you wanted to add to the application?
Just that I think this will improve the looks greatly.
Yeah.
And the condition. Mm-hmm. It got hit pretty hard with ice growing on the trees.
Yeah. Okay, do y'all know I think there was some discussion about the type, the 2/2. It has horizontal muttons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So it's going to be four sort of horizontal panes is the way it looks, and that probably is trying to duplicate what was there.
Exactly. And it will have built-in screens this time. The other screens were just to kind of fall off, and
Now these are the ones that are there now. They're not jalousy. They're not awning there. So these are almost an identical.
Almost identical.
A replacement, except they're vinyl. Okay. All right. Did you have any interest in maybe changing those muttons at all to where they might be a more traditional? Less 50s ranch. I don't know that the window people really care. You just tell them
right.
What you want.
Right, tell them what I want. In talking with the contractor that I had come out and give an estimate and look at it, he thought it would be probably most feasible to do it this way.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I don't think we can disapprove what you already have in terms of the design, but that was something someone wondered about. Okay, good. Well, thank you. We'll see if anyone else has. Do y'all have questions? Anybody? Okay, fairly straightforward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And then we'll just ask if there are others here who'd like to speak with regard to this application to change the windows at 471 Powder House. Okay, I don't see anyone. Could we have a motion, and then we'll talk about it some more?
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 15005, I move that we approve the application as submitted.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's not definitely not, it's not a contributing property. Happens to be in the historic district, obviously. Any other discussion? Questions? Okay. All in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, it's approved.
Okay. Do I need to announce my recusal now?
Yeah.
I would think that would be appropriate.
Yeah. If that's what you need to do.
I announce my recusal from the next three items on the agenda because of involvement.
Okay. All right, Madam Secretary, I think we can move into old business. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is an application for a tax incentive at 332 Berry Road. It's TAX0021, which means it's the 21st application we've had for tax incentives since the beginning of time. Anyway, all we're doing tonight is continuing the process that was started a couple of months ago, and the board should make a final decision on this application after the fact of if it is approved, then letters will be sent to all the powers that be notifying them that this application has been approved.
Okay. And I think we have the applicant or the representative of the applicant here tonight. If you can give us your name, please, Mr. Lawley.
Grant Lawley, 1096 Toolbeck Road. We have toured the property with you guys and went over everything that we're doing there as far as renovating the old Ridgely Hall, basically updating all of the plumbing, electrical, heating and air, new windows on the third floor. One of the latest is the new sewer line, which the property was cut up into different parcels, and we've got to get easements to go back across other people's property now, so that's fun. New roof, new slate. That's pretty much it. Keeping all the old plumbing fixtures and pretty much the kitchen side will be a new updated kitchen wing on that side.
Okay.
But on the outside, everything will stay the same. And we also have big plans for the landscape as well, which we're cleaning up. And then we have a landscape architect out of Atlanta drawing us a new plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And
you're very nice when it's done.
Surface for the drive in the front. Is that
we don't have that yet.
Okay.
I would imagine it'll be some kind of gravel or or paver or cobblestone, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
I do think that they will pull that gravel away from the front of the house, and there'll be some kind of bed there now, or in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of letting the gravel come all the way up to the house as it does now.
Yeah. Okay. And you are removing the third floor windows.
The third floor windows are going to be removed. They are beyond repair, and the way that the that system is behind that parapet wall, and you have a pan that actually is bent and comes up into the window. And if we go back with wood, it's just you're just asking for problems with the design. So you guys approved a clad unit, and it's the manufacturer's Colby.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at four different types of window manufacturers, and they came in with the best window and the best price.
And it's the entire window. It's not just the sash.
No, it's the entire unit.
Okay.
And all that old pan, all the old pan and flashing, and all that comes out and gets repanned with copper, and then the slate comes off, and all that will be reflashed as well.
Okay.
And then we've got, we're taking out all the old cast iron piping now, and some of the drains are internal. The vertical drops are not, we can't get to those unless we rip the walls apart because they're in the block. So we've got a company, actually tomorrow, we've had one company quote it, got another company coming in to camera it tomorrow and look at it, and they'll give us a quote to actually line those vertical drops.
Mm-hmm.
And and we also are going to restore the three fireplace and chimneys on the first floor to wood burning, and three of the chimneys and fireplaces on the second floor to gas. And we need to also restore the one that is going to be used for the boiler, because we're going back with the radiator heat and then central air, but not central heat. I mean, not using the heat. We're using the radiators.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to remove some of those furred down duct chases.
We've ripped all the old duct chases out.
Yeah.
And we're going to put all that duct work. It's like a high pressure system, mm-hmm. and all that's going to go between the floors.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now shutters, were they part? They were.
They have been approved as well.
Yeah.
On a previous meeting.
Yeah. I remember we saw.
Yeah.
Picture of that. Okay. All right. I think I asked all the questions. Are there any other questions? Y'all have been through it. And so essentially it's just, is this eligible for the tax incentive program? And now, do we get public comment on that too? I guess we could.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's all, Grant.
All right.
And I'll ask if anyone...
Thank you.
Essentially, this is a technical review of their application and whether the Ridgely Hall renovation merits approval as a tax incentive project. And it is well documented. And I think the exterior is pretty much intact. There's some kitchen changes, but would anybody like to speak with regard to that? To this application, 332 Berry Road, and not seeing anybody who wants to speak, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to tax exempted application for 332 Berry Road, Ridgely Hall, TAX 0021, I move that we approve this application. And as you noted, there's some good documentation of the history, and the house has been a contributor to the history of Aiken, and designed by a noted architect, Julian Peabody.
Correct.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. Any further discussion? Okay, then I'll call for the motion. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Approved.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll have a better day, rest of the day now.
Yeah, he is over there.
Okay. Susan, what?
Okay. Now we have an application in the Old Aiken Overlay District, which is outside the Historic District. This is application number 15-001001. The applicant, Sam Erb. The location is two lots, which hopefully have been joined together, at 1213 and 1219 Park Avenue Southeast. The applicant is requesting approval to construct a 26-foot by 41-foot metal building on the adjoining lots of those two lots. The building will be used only for personal storage and will match the photo to some degree, attached in both appearance and not color. So we have a new little color chart, which we can add as Exhibit D, showing a clay base and a charcoal trim. And I can pass that around for y'all to see.
And I believe we can have him come forward now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll ignore the color photo on the back.
Well,
the design.
It'll look like that, but it's a foot taller.
Mm-hmm. And won't have green trim.
Correct. My name is Sam Erb at 1556 Libel Road.
Mm-hmm. Sam, do you have to take the property line off? Do they require that you take that property line?
Well, it had to be adjoined to make it buildable.
Yeah.
Yeah. One
so
was.
Need the setbacks.
Yeah, one was 55 and one was 35. The total is 90 feet.
I guess this is a technicality to erase the property line now, because you own both of them.
Correct. So,
yeah.
Actually, the new survey, it is. I just got a copy of it today.
Oh.
It is erased.
Okay.
Good. Clay.
Most of y'all know how a lot of the Erb family operates, but it will definitely clean up the area. It's been overgrown for years and years and years, and I know it'll have a building on it, but it'll be maintained and well mowed and such.
Be an improvement to the neighborhood, maybe, huh? Okay. And it's not made of concrete?
No.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Do y'all understand now the colors that got passed around and the design? Looks like we've got everything we need then. Thank you,
okay.
Sam.
Yeah.
Thank you. Would anybody here like to speak with regard to this application to construct a new metal building on Park Avenue East? I don't see anyone, so we'll make a motion, hopefully. You've made them all so far, right? I didn't think it was a controversial
application. Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 15001001, I move that we approve this application as submitted with the different colors.
Colors, yeah.
Yeah, with
okay.
The colors
exhibit,
that were submitted tonight.
Exhibit, yep.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. All right, any other questions? No? Okay. All in favor of the application, raise your right hand. Okay, we've got another abstention, I believe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, okay. So we've got 4-1.
Okay, we can move on to our next application.
Okay.
15.
Now we're back to the Historic District.
Mm-hmm.
This is application number 15-002. The applicant is R.W. Millen on behalf of the Whitney Trust. Location 423 Meade Avenue. On July 1, R.W. Millen, chairman of the Whitney Trust, met with the Design Review Board at its work session. He reported on a structural report from J.E. Stewart Engineering concerning the four barns at the Whitney Polo Field property. The report stated that two of the four barns have severe structural problems and a third also has structural issues, though not as severe. The fourth barn, located at the very east end of the polo field, will remain and is in good enough shape to retain. Future plans include two possibilities. If there's a sufficient demand and funding can be obtained, the trustees will consider building up to three new 12 to 14 stall barns, and or if the decision is not to build new barns, the land will be landscaped and maintained as open green space. He concluded in the application by saying that the trustees are charged with a similar long-range plan as the City of Aiken for the Horse District, you know, and they want to work with the city on creating a long-term strategy for the protection of the Whitney Polo Field.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Mullins.
I'm Woodward Millen, 1014 Holly Lane, and currently serve as chairman of the Whitney Trustees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Mr. Millen. Is there anything that you would like to add to the application?
I think it's pretty mm-hmm. thorough. I mean, I would say to you, do you have anything to ask me that
okay.
I've admitted?
All right. That's fair. Do you all, would you all want to ask?
Well, so the concern I have about this application is that our, I know that the application says that there's nothing planned to be built back immediately, but something might be built back, and I think that given the significance of this, of the Whitney Trust property, that before we approve any demolition, we should see, and I'm not talking about an expensive plan, just, you know, where things would go and how, what the trustees are thinking about, how the property would be used if these mm-hmm. barns were taken down.
I don't tend to know your laws of one thing or another. As far as the trustees, if and when we decide to build new barns, we'd be only too happy to come back for approval of the structure mm-hmm. we're talking about putting up. What we're basically thinking is something that's more practical in today's environment is a 12-14 stall barn, double the current barns, only have one stall go all the way through, and they're 14 by 14, which is more space than you need, or at least the horse needs. And this would be double, so you could have two owners, trainers, using the same barn with a wash stall and a feed area at each end, and the structure would be very much like the big barn that we're keeping. Mm-hmm. You know, poles around the outside, a, you know, walkway around the outside with the roof coming out to that. And we try to obviously maintain the same color, but the material today for practical and longer life would be cement block, but that can be painted, and wood poles. Mm-hmm. If you have seen the new barn at the Aiken training track, it would be a similar structure but smaller and not have a wing on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess
it's really a question. Sorry, Liz, I didn't mean to.
Well, what I'd like to see is the concept plan about where, you know, where the barns would go and how this would look. Now, it's actually a requirement before a demolition, you know, before we approve demolition, we need to know what may go back there. And that's, you know, that this is one of our requirements.
No, I read that.
Yeah.
And I was advised to still proceed, even if it gets turned down, with going from the working session, which I attended with all of you, to this, and you know, we're just in a position we can't, one can't afford to build new barns.
Right.
It would be dependent on, you know, the accommodation tax money from the city, and they're thinking this is something to help the city of Aiken by bringing people in. And it would be probably spaced out. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not being precise here, because you'd want to see what you got, that you would have more space and more paddock area between these smaller barns, and also separated by appropriate distance, because one of the problems you get in the equine world is racehorses owners, trainers don't like to share with non, they won't share with non-equine racehorses. And so we could have polo ponies here, show horses here, and racehorses here, where there's enough room that we're not getting in fights.
Yeah. I guess what I'm hearing is you've got a lot of potential solutions here. You're not ready to settle on any one. But I'm also hearing Lucy say, could we not see a possible feasibility study, study's not the right word, but just a conceptual layout of, because you've got some thinking going on now, and if time goes by, you'll lose your thinking, and why not go ahead and document it and then change it if you need to, but at least this gives us all base map. And I don't think it would need to be an engineered study either. It could be a conceptual plan that's roughly to scale.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not asking you to spend a lot of money. I'm just
saying.
We'd be
happy. Yeah. You know, I didn't pick up on this at the work session to... to scale, you know, here's the existing one that we're going to keep.
Yeah.
And here's where we put the other ones and just draw a box or a square.
And where the paddocks
that's
are going to go.
Would be satisfactory.
And show it to a few people, and the others will have some ideas and say, oh, this would be great. You'll probably generate some support in the community and maybe with the city government. Having a sort of a tool to communicate. Now all the everybody hears is we're going to lose, you know, we're going to tear this down, and maybe have something built back, maybe not. But I think actually the conceptual plan can be the beginning of.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
I don't think you even have to plan a barn.
Yeah.
If you did paddocks and paddocks alone, the design review manual, where it says plans for demolition on a site. Shall only be considered in conjunction with a certificate of appropriateness application for new construction.
Now, I read that, and I did talk to Susan about it, and I said, we can't tell you at this point because it's dependent on also funding and demand. The point is, these barns are more or less sitting empty right now. Do we want to rip them down and build new barns and have them sit empty?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I'd much rather just keep it as green space, you know, so people can ride in it or whatever.
And we all have been there, I believe, and we recognize the concern from you all, as well as maybe neighbors, of the potential hazard of having them remain in that condition. But I think the other thing to recognize is that there are building plans, which are one thing, but then there are conceptual plans, which are really subject to change, and they just are helping you think through and helping us understand what might go there. And I wouldn't think it would be a difficult little exercise to take your idea.
No, I mean, we'd be only too happy to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, this is not like a rush thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
As we have the fall season coming up, and in order to... I've talked to the president of the Aiken Train Track, you know, in order to guarantee stalls for people that might have already started planning to come here, we're not going to do anything this winter. So it would give us plenty of time to do this, sort of get our feel, and then come back to you with that.
And it's a good way to start the conversation, because we actually don't like people to come in here with a full set of plans already done.
Yeah.
I think that we'd rather see something sort of preliminary and then sort of build on that. But I believe most of us understand the concern you have about the structures and their condition, potential for fire.
And, well, as I suggested to you all, you know, they say a picture says 1,000 words, but just go look at the cow barn, and that'll tell you what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. And you're trying to, I think you went through a process where you determined that one was structurally sound.
It's structurally sound. It needs some work. As to Walton, I'm not exactly sure when these were built, but it was 1900 at the latest. So they far outlived their use. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, as a matter of fact, that it's still standing.
Yeah.
I'm not adverse to them coming down, so long as we have some sense of what's going to take place over there. Mm-hmm. Just to follow the...
Rather than vote against the application, would we maybe have a...
I was going to ask Mr. Millen if he would like to table the application.
I'd be happy to do that and then provide you with what you're asking for.
Right.
So who knows Robert's rules, that there's, like, you can table it or you can postpone it or...
Continuing is what you... Y'all typically
do.
But that, when you do that, you have to provide the date you want it continued to. Mm-hmm. You know, like it could be 1 month or 2 months or whatever y'all want to do. Now, you could continue it to next month and he may not be ready, and you could continue it to the next month.
We have some people who aren't going to be here.
In October.
So
September, he could come in back in
September. Yeah, September's a possibility. And then the next might be October.
And maybe November.
Y'all are not going to be here September. We could
have him come back to the work session in September.
Okay.
That you're not going to have a forum for this in October.
Right. And I was going to further say, have him... Depending on where we end up in the work session, either extend it, continue it out as far as December.
Yeah.
With the option of possibly coming in November.
Yeah.
So we're talking about continuing it till December to give you the opportunity to come back. Okay.
And you can come back at any one of the work sessions to get
feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to get someone that can do this to scale in a presentable form.
Yeah.
So may I ask a question for his sake? The board isn't opposed, it doesn't sound like, in just that portion of the demolition of the barns. But to follow the words of the law, they don't feel comfortable acting on one without the other.
Right.
I think that's what the legal requirement is. And I think we're, you know, like this manual says you have to apply for a certificate of appropriateness for what you're going to build back. And I don't think we're going to require that, but I think that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that, Gerald, though, I mean, it's not that you're totally against the demolition of the barns.
We just need to see some ideas about. And that'll be helpful for everybody, I think, including you all, your board. Okay, then would you like to put some... You've made all the motions here.
Mr. Herbst was on a roll here.
I'd like to make a motion that we continue this with respect to application 15-002. That we continue this application until No later than our December meeting.
Okay. No later than?
Can we say that? No later than?
Yes.
And then if he
then
wants to come
in sooner?
There's
an option of coming in November if he chooses.
He just has to
and,
get on the agenda.
Suggest that he bring preliminary plans to a work session prior.
And you could, if you wanted, since you have the time, you could actually come in and show some possibility for the barns, even though we're not approving the barn yet, but somehow, if you did a barn, it would be thus and so.
And yeah, that would be.
They're just all conceptual things. I think that helps the process as we have other projects that come in that we've got a precedent for, reviewing what people are going to do after they demolish something. Yeah, we think you all have a legitimate case for demolition, but we also have the ordinance. Okay, well, good. We've got a motion and
second
and 2 seconds. Okay, and any further discussion? We did not
ask publicly.
We did not ask. I believe we'll make sure we're in our procedure is proper here, and we'll excuse you, Mr. Millen. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You don't need to leave, but you just can sit down, and we'll see if anyone else would like to speak with regard to this. If you would just come forward and give your name and address.
I'm Maureen Quinn. I live at 204 Meade Avenue, right across the street from the property in question. My family has lived there since 1945, and this makes me very nervous. I realize that the trust has their hands tied financially, but the idea of tearing those barns down without telling us how they're going to go forward. Green space is a lovely idea, but it's not going to bring any income into the trust. And if they don't get any more income, then I can see property being lopped off and sold. And if that happens, who knows what would go on to that end of the property.
Okay.
Something probably more towards residential as opposed to F1. Because and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the zoning there 4 acres if it were changed to residential?
It's 10 acre.
It's 10 acre. If it's
right?
horse district.
Yeah, that's minimum 10 acres.
Yeah, but if a chunk of the property were subdivided off and changed to residential.
3 acres.
But you can't. You can't create a new lot of less than 10 acres. They don't have enough acreage to create. I mean, with this zoning we have now, you may not create a new lot unless it has 10 acres. And I think that one time I believe I heard 8-point-something acres. At that end, at the east end, it's not enough to break off a piece, so that might help a little.
Okay. It'd have to be rezoned. That wouldn't be our board, but it would have to be. But I think your concerns, are legitimate, and I'm glad you're able to voice them. And, and of course, we're not really voting on the demolition tonight, but presumably it'll come back.
No, I'm just trying to give you something else to think about.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Can I address that?
You can. Yes, certainly.
Believe it or not, when we rented by to the stall, and I ran the numbers. I have an accounting background. We probably lost money every year renting the stalls in those barns. Once or twice we made a little. And that was one of the big outfits in here. So we went to a net lease basis, which is you lease the barn, you're responsible for the property taxes, maintenance and repair, utilities, manure removal, and we get nothing. Yeah. Now, the Whitney Trust has other properties, one of which is quite successful, Palmetto Golf Club. We get a nice rent check from them. Mm-hmm. So if we could just break even on that property, not incur expenses, we're very happy. Mm-hmm. And two, as I've mentioned, when William C. Whitney and Thomas Hitchcock et al. Set this up, it was for the benefit of sports, not one kind of sport, sports, mm-hmm. and the enjoyment of the people of Aiken. Mm-hmm. So we'd be hard pushed with our fiduciary responsibility as successor trustees to turn around and sell it. Now, that piece of property, I think it's 35 acres, polo field, 5/8 mile track, barns. Nothing says we can't sell it, but again, it would be against what we're charged with from a fiduciary responsibility as trustees. Yeah. So we don't need to make money out there. We just would like to keep it.
We just don't want to lose money.
What we got, and we don't want to lose money.
So
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. I don't think the trust was set up to provide residential lots.
You know, we've had a sliver off some property through mm-hmm. the year, mm-hmm. and we're allowed to do that as long as it conforms yeah. with the zoning laws. And you know, something is better than nothing. Mm-hmm. And when we roofed the big barns, we did sell those lots along Knox Avenue. Mm-hmm. Probably a mistake, didn't do the setbacks. I wasn't a trustee, but you know, they're attractive houses, mm-hmm. not an eyesore. And yet it allowed us at that time to keep the barns mm-hmm. up mm-hmm. and running.
Good. Well, thank you. All right. Now we can, I think we can vote now.
Is there anybody else?
Anyone else would like to speak? I didn't see anyone. Okay. Thank you. Did you make them? I can't remember whether you had a motion. We had a second. We're ready to vote.
I made the second.
Second. Okay, all in favor of continuing this till no later than December of this year, this application for demolition. Raise your right hand. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. And I believe we are included with our agenda tonight. The meeting is adjourned. Something happened to him, and he's got all these ideas, and it'll sort of happen.
Yeah, you know, and they can.